Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Orlaxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. That was a popular stanza excerpted from My Country, one of the best known works of poetry in Australia, by Dorothea McKellar, which perfectly captures the natural beauty and the heart and spirit of Australia. Awe-inspiring, surreal, breathtaking. These are words that are used to describe the Australian land and its coastline. The Great Barrier Reef, located in the Coral Sea off the northeast coastline, is the largest natural feature on Earth, stretching more than 2,300 kilometres. The Australian outback, with its spectacular scenery and primal mythology, has long been revered as one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Heading further inland to Australia's red centre, Ayers Rock or Uluru, a giant sandstone monolith, is a spectacular sight which changes colour according to the position of the sun. The massive rock domes date back 500 million years and are rich in indigenous artwork and lore. Australians have a warm, light-hearted and generous nature. Anywhere you go, you'll be greeted with a friendly, "G'day mate." It's comforting to know that you have 20 million friends who will always be there if needed. And now, please join us on Words of Wisdom today for an insightful lecture titled The Best Way to Treat Each Other, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Brisbane, Australia, on March 19th, 1993.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
Inhole. Was about to become tutor of the Crown Prince, the son of Duke Ling of the State of Wei. So he went to consult Zhu Boyu and asked him, "Here is someone who is naturally violent." It means the prince. Yeah. "If I let him remain undisciplined, the state will be in danger. If I try to correct him, I shall endanger myself. He knows enough to see the faults of others, but not to see his own. Under these circumstances, what shall I do?" Zhu Boyu replied, "That is a good question. Be on guard, be careful, and be sure that you yourself are acting appropriately. Appear to be flexible, but maintain harmony within. However, there is danger in doing these two things. While being flexible, be sure to remain centered. While maintaining harmony within, do not display it openly. If you are too flexible and lose your self-centered, you mean your center, then you will be overcome and destroyed, and you will collapse. If you try to demonstrate your composure you will be criticized and slandered. If he wants to be a child, play a child with him, be a child with him. If he wants to act strangely with him. If he wants to be reckless with him. But remain centered, as we meant. Then you can reach him and bring him back to his senses. This is from Zhuangzi, the story inside Zhuangzi. So here is a story that is very useful to us, not only to the tutor of the Crown Prince, but also to our daily practice. The son of Duke Ling, the Crown Prince, was a violent man. Suppose we meet many persons outside, similar to this man. And suppose he is in a very high position, and we had to have acquaintance with him through business or maybe through other friends, a relationship, or maybe through any circumstances that we cannot avoid. So, what shall we do? In this case, the man is in a very high position, and his conduct would naturally affect the whole nation. And now here is a man of virtues and discipline who was asked to become the teacher of this prince who is naturally a little bit arrogant and violent. Of course, he was born in a very powerful background, and many people would spoil him, flatter him, and not many good friends who dare tell him the correct things, because he might react, and any of his reaction when not pleased sometimes might cost other people's life. Now, the man of virtues who practice the Tao and who understand the discipline, even then could not use only discipline and Tao to convert this violent prince into a proper way of behavior, not immediately anyhow. Should this teacher came to the prince and just kind of showing his very proud attitude and criticize the prince that the prince is no good and the prince is always bad, the prince is up to nothing, etc., and very unvirtuous and very violent, etc., do you think he can last more than 5 minutes? He probably has not finished his sentence, and he's already sentenced to goodbye, sentenced to death. Yeah. Therefore, he was very worried, of course, and he came to ask somebody who is wiser than him, probably his teacher, Chu Boyu, maybe one of these wise men in the old time. What is recorded in Zhuangzi book must be somehow beneficial to other people, must be wise and virtuous. Yes. Sometimes maybe Zhuangzi himself dare not put his name on it, so he used another name. And Zhuangzi is famous for using a lot of parables to teach his disciples, and the people of his time know how to behave and how to understand the greater wisdom and how to practice or expand the wisdom. So you see, Chu Boyu advised to the teacher of the prince, we can use also in our daily life. But in this situation, it's more important because the prince has influence over the whole state, the whole nation. Yes. But most of the people, they also have influence, but to a certain extent only. If a man of high position behaves properly and acts in wisdom, then of course many who come in contact with him, or even indirectly in contact with him, would get benefit. Otherwise, of course, he will cause a lot of trouble. Now, in such a circumstance as the violent prince, if the teacher immediately criticize him or try to correct him, then the teacher will be in danger. Therefore, Chu Boyu tell him, be careful, be on guard. Make sure that you are acting appropriately. Appropriately means what? He would say, be flexible, but remember yourself. Just like whatever you do, try to remember that you are a practitioner, yeah? So you don't be affected by circumstances. Even if you are with bad people, you remain center. You probably not criticize them, but you remain, understand, you remain unaffected. Just like a lotus doesn't get dirty by the mud that is surrounded the flower. So now, in this case, we, of course, in general, try to help the people who come to us and who wants to have complete enlightenment without side effect, without danger, and with the fastest result. So we advise them, here are the some guidelines. If you want to follow this course, we advise you vegetarian, ethical conduct, and meditation 2-3 hours a day. Understand? We advise them, but we don't force people. Therefore, they come at their free will. They're free to choose. But this is the trouble in the story, is the prince. Now, the prince represents someone who is in power. Yeah. And in the old time, anyone who is in power is more powerful than God on earth. Yes. They can kill, they can destroy, they can put you in misery. We are luckier because these days the situation has changed somewhat, but mostly the law of any nation would protect the innocents. In most of the case, we can rely on the law to protect us, yeah, so we don't fear so much the man in power. But at that time, when all the nations are under control of such powerful figures like lords and, you know, princes and all that, and they seem to be God on earth, so whatever they say will be done. Whatever they want to do, they do it. But it is also probably the bad karma of the whole nation that created such things. Otherwise, like in Australia, we don't have that. We have democracy. Yeah. Maybe people here have good karma. So they have a freer life, a richer nation, and very peaceful. The story told us some lesson how to behave towards other people. That means we have to be flexible all the time. Flexible all the time. Therefore, we work, right? We work like every other people, and we harmonize ourselves with them. We wear the same clothes, yeah? We try to speak the same language, and we do many things that looks like any other people, yes. But then, at the same time, we remain as centered, yeah. We know that we are practitioner, even though we go to a non-vegetarian restaurant and we are invited in any party which included wine and meat, but we still eat vegetarian, right? Not because we are flexible, then we lose ourselves. Okay, we have to be like them, so we have to do everything like them. No, 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 no. We do only the things that look like them. For example, they eat and we eat, okay? We don't just sit there and say, no, I'm vegetarian. No, well, I can't eat. No, 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 no. Okay. But while being with them, playing with them, eating with them, we have some reason or some excuses, some occasion to tell them about our practice. Understand? About why we should be vegetarian? If they should care to listen. If they don't, it's all right. At least we do not try to stick ourselves out like a sore thumb, like everybody know that we are better than them. Understand? We eat quietly. We do things quietly. And if people want to listen to us, then we speak. Understand?
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because, at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasitigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
If we go anywhere and we eat vegetarian, some people will notice, right? Not that we intentionally fork up a salad or lettuce and say, here, you see, this is what I eat, okay? And then the whole congregation has to listen to us. No, no, no. We come to a wedding party, for example. Let people enjoy what they came for, yeah? But if whoever noticed the difference of our diet, and they will come and ask us. If they ask, then we answer. Understand? We just do it, everything naturally, just like we do it in our home. And be very humble, yeah? And pretentious, yeah? Not noisy, and let everybody know that we are a great practitioner, etc. A flower who has fragrance, you know, then everyone will smell it. It's just somebody has a nose problem, that is all right. How can we force it? Understand? If his nose is blocked, or he has a cold or flu and he can't smell anything, then don't force him. You understand? All right. In this world, there are many people with flu that can't smell the roses, even though you put under his nose. So don't be upset. So now you ask me then why I came here. I came here because you want me to come. And also there will be many people who want to come to listen to us. Understand? Because we do not force people, but we may let them know that there are such lecture. Understand? There are such way of life. If they are interested, they come on their own. We just offer an opportunity for people to know there is something that they might like it, but they don't know where to get. Understand? Just like people put advertisement on the newspaper, say, well, we have a restaurant, yeah, a vegetarian or a French cuisine or Australian speciality, etc. And people come on their own. If they are interested in vegetarian food, they come to a vegetarian restaurant. If they are interested in Chinese restaurant, they will automatically come to Chinese restaurant or Vietnamese restaurant, etc. So we give them the opportunity to know that there are such things in such and such day, such and such street. So that is not forcing people. That's the difference. You understand? That's the difference. They make the choice. Yeah, we just let them know that there is the thing like that. If they want to, they come. That's the difference. Yeah. So these things we must learn. Understand? To act appropriately in different circumstances. So people already have such interested mind in such subject, they will come. Understand what I mean? They want to enlighten or they want vegetarian, then they will come. But we don't force people to come. That's the difference. Yeah, because that will be our show. Understand? We may invite people to our house and say, well, we will come and have a tea party, yeah? And then, by the way, we talk about something if you're interested to see, yeah? A tea party, and then we prepare vegetarian food, and people know because they are our friends or friends of friends, and they'll come. And then maybe they ask, well, all these are vegetarian, then we may talk to them about this. Otherwise, not to steal somebody else's show.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Now, we do things like people, but not at our expense. You understand what I mean? We do things like that means we are quiet, we are unobtrusive. We don't let people feel our pressure of being virtuous. You understand? But we don't lose our value, our ethical standard. You understand what I mean? Suppose you know English very well, and then because you want some students to love you, you start to speak no English at all. Even when they came to you to learn English, you just say, I don't know any English. All my English, I erased it just because I want to be like you. Is that okay? No. Then how can you teach them English if you blank yourself from the English knowledge? You can't, right? Similarly, try not to make excuse that I have to be like the people and then I do whatever just like them. Understand? For example, we do things that is not harmful but look like people. Okay, you dress up nicely. Okay? You comb yourself. Yeah? And you look decent and noble. So people look at you. Understand? Most people look from outside, they say, wow, this is a people that clean, yeah? From good family, have good manner, and well kept. So probably people has a little bit more affection, yeah? Or more trust in you. And then slowly you can talk to them, alright? If you wear very filthy clothes because you are a practitioner, you don't care about the outside appearance. Then, if somebody invited you to a very noble house, before you start speaking, people already don't want to listen. Understand? How can you force people to accept the things that is very uncommon? You understand what I mean? So these things are unharmful to our inside or our conduct, for example. Yeah, you can wear what you want, no problem. You put on some makeup, you wear nice clothes, you go to a good party, if you see a lot of people, right? If you are in a position to see people and you look good, okay, so people think, ah, she's normal, it's alright. Nothing twisting inside at all. And then people feel easy, you understand? and they relax and they open their mind. Or, for example, if people invite you to a dancing party, even though you know that you don't want dance anymore, or you practice meditation now, you don't feel like going out at all, but because it's very important for your business, yeah? Important to meet some people to do business with. And then because they like you very much, yeah? So somehow they have a party, a birthday party, and then they have some dancing. If you want, you can dance and just dance a few steps with them. Understand? But meanwhile, don't lose yourself in the music and forget everything. Yeah? For example, like that. These things are outside and doesn't harm us. So we must know what we can do and what we should not. Not because in the name of flexibility or integration, then you do everything you want and make excuse. Yeah, there are things which we should not do. Eating meat and drinking wine and all that, huh? If you have one sip, well, you will not go to hell. I tell you the truth. But maybe one sip and next time two sips and then three sips and then people see, last time you drank, so why not this time? Drink more, a little bit more. Yeah, today is special day, my birthday and all that, you see? So that's what caused trouble. So we have to be on guard. That's all, okay? Because if people see you do it once, the other people will force you to do it twice and then three times. And that's how we started, anyhow, from the beginning, before we go on this path, right? First, we don't know how to smoke. Did you ever see a baby born with cigarette in his mouth? Huh? Or a wine bottle? No. They started somewhere, right? From friends. One puff, two puff, and one sip, two sip, and that's how it started.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion annually in the United States alone. Depression, light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, and kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer. Kidney cancer. Bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
So now we know the danger of persuasive force from other person, from emotional persuasion. Yeah, and people just say, "Oh, if you love me, you drink this. If you love me, you eat this," and all that thing. Like just emotional blackmail. Understand? So be careful. We love you, yes, but we don't do it. If I do these things, it doesn't do you any good. If I drink one more, a glass of wine with you, a whiskey with you, it doesn't do you any good. It doesn't show you my love. It doesn't increase my love to you. It doesn't do you any good. Or it doesn't do me any good either. And I don't feel I love you more through this glass of whiskey. So why? Understand? Why force me to drink it? And then in the name of love. Love is that. Okay, whatever you do. If you're happy, then I'm happy. It's not that you have to do this for me so that I'm happy, otherwise I am not happy. It's not correct. Understand? Mm. So therefore, we let people eat and drink what they want if they're happy, yeah? And they should let us eat and drink what we want if that makes us happy. And that is the justice. And that is the correct way to treat each other.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use.
Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Mental toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression. Mental retardation. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Stunted growth. Facial deformity. Sudden infant death syndrome. Miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit.
For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
But if people are interested in asking us about eating vegetarian, of course we tell them, yeah? Of course we are not interested to know why they eat meat. That we all know already, right? So only the other way around that they would come and ask us about practicing Guanyin method or eating vegetarian. Mm. So he say here, while maintaining harmony within, do not display it openly. If you are too flexible and lose your center, then you will be overcome and destroyed, and you will collapse. If you try to demonstrate your composure, you will be criticized and slandered. Okay, so don't demonstrate. Always be flexible and clever. Yes. Do let people notice that you are two different, not on purpose, and display your virtues. You understand? Most people, sometimes, because just practice, you know, and over-enthusiastic, and go out and must let everybody know that they are now vegetarian. It's a very difficult thing to do. And meditate 2.5 hours, oh my God, you can't do it. Or, you know, you have to know I am doing it. You know, because it's also true. It's also true because the whole world are not doing it. Even though you practice this method, you are vegetarian, but look at how many people are. Therefore, it's very difficult thing to do. It's a very, very hard task to accomplish. And therefore, you are great. I admire your courage, your wisdom, and your effort in trying to be above the mud, trying to be clean while muddy water is surrounding us, trying to be a lotus. That is very great indeed. But should we think that we are great at all, then we are not great. We are doing it just for fame. Just like other people outside, they accomplish such a very fantastic feats of physical strength or psychic power or anything at all just to get the approval from the crowd, from the society. Understand? Just like people who do charitable deeds so that their names be written and a big piece of newspaper written on the columns of an orphan home, old age, a hospital and things like that. We should be careful that we don't step into the trap of our spiritual competition, spiritual materialism.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for part two of Supreme Master Ching Hai's inspiring lecture titled The Best Way to Treat Each Other. And now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May heaven grace your life with truth, beauty, and virtue.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.